Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 117. The Finding Clarity podcast is a podcast ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. So each week we put together a podcast for our church family so that we can answer some questions that maybe you're wrestling with or a friend is wrestling with, and you don't really know where to find the answer because you don't necessarily know the answer from a morning message or from a Bible study or even from Sunday school. So we put together a podcast to answer the questions that you might have and show you from the Bible how you can answer them. So today's question, we're going to be looking at a question that comes out of another discussion that we had a few weeks ago, in which we looked at the whole issue of whether or not Satan can read our minds. Do you remember that discussion? If you don't remember it, we would encourage you to go back and look at that episode. What we found was that Satan can't read our minds, and that comes from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39. It says, "Then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and forgive and act, and give to everyone according to his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men." Only God knows our minds. Only God can read our minds. Satan can't read our minds. Well, that brings up this question that we're going to look at today, because we know that not every thought that we have comes from us. We know that. So then obviously, Satan must be able to put thoughts into our brain. So that's the question we're going to look at today. We're going to look at this whole issue of how does Satan put thoughts into my mind? How does Satan put thoughts into my mind? And we're going to look at this issue today. Now, we're going to approach it from a couple of standpoints. First of all, we're going to talk about what are thoughts. We're just going to look at some definitions to help us to be on the same page when we talk about this issue. And then we're going to look at Satan's manipulation. Satan is probably the biggest manipulator there is. And since he knows so much about us and observes us and knows everything about us, he doesn't have to read our minds. He's a manipulator. And so we're going to see how that plays into the issue of him putting thoughts into our brain. So let's talk about what thoughts are. Here is a definition concerning thoughts. All right. Thoughts are an idea or opinion produced by thinking. That's the definition. You're saying, gee, thanks, George. What a definition. An opinion or an idea produced by thinking. Now, with that, we're going to have to go a little bit further.